Beloved radio friends, in the precious name of the beloved Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the greatest person in the universe, which we humbly and gratefully acknowledge, we have the blessed privilege of representing the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We continue the theme of our messages on this particular series we have just begun this week. What think ye of Christ? Oh, my beloved, what do you think of Him? Sometimes we have heard this statement in the past many times. We have approached some of our friends as we saw them meditating, and we have said to them, a penny for your thoughts. And sometimes I've answered when asked the question, they're not even worth a penny. Now, beloved friend, would it not be wonderful, far more blessed for us, that we could fix our thoughts upon the Lord Jesus Christ, the greatest person in the universe? We shall continue our study on the first special revelation we are considering concerning Him, His pre-existence. Oh, my beloved, please let me say, you cannot find the birth of any man, woman, boy, or girl throughout all human history and point to them and say of them, they existed before the universe ever began. Now I know you've got some fallacious claims that some speak of, believing in the damnable doctrine of reincarnation. What folly, colossal folly. We're born once into this scene by human birth. But there was one born into this scene who existed before we came. Born in a human body by the virgin birth, his mother Mary at Bethlehem. Where did He come from? He came out of eternity. We've already noted the pre-existence of our Lord Jesus Christ was established by direct revelation of His truth, stating He was the eternal Son of God, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, possessing divine titles. Now we would like to go on and just follow through with that precious truth of His pre-existence being definitely implied within the Scriptures. May I point out to you one great evidence implied by the revelation of this truth of His pre-existence is found by His works of creation. To the Lord Jesus Christ is attributed in the Word of God the act of creation. I quote the words of John chapter 1, the first chapter of John, verse 3. One remembers that in that chapter, you have in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. There you see is definite deity implied and stated as a fact. And the same was in the beginning with God. There you see is pre-existent. But please note, there is also implied by the works of creation who He was. John 1 and verse 3. For John goes on to write, all things were made by Him, and there was not anything made that was not made. All things were made by Him, as well as for Him, and there was not anything made that was made. Please, may I say, I raise the question. I pinpoint the question. What do you think of Christ? Do you believe what the Word of God states? He is the Creator of the universe. I know you will find that there was the work of God the Father, God the Spirit also, in conjunction with the great work of creation. You cannot leave them out. But if you study the Word of God clearly, both the Father and the Son give place to acknowledge the Father and the Spirit, rather, give place to the Son to acknowledge He is the Creator. John writes it very specifically. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Beloved, please let me state, and I must state this, this absolutely effaces, removes, and cancels out all evolutionary theories that have no definite proof concerning the act of creation. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that which was seen, if seen, was made out of that which is not seen. May I say to you, my friend, would you be satisfied, would you be contented, would you be indeed confident to know how the universe was made? There's only one way you can do it, and that is on the principle of faith. Taking the Word of God as being divinely inspired, declaring the truth. Without faith, you cannot understand it. Please may I quote those words again from Hebrews 11:3 that I just mentioned. By faith we understand. Not by reasoning. Not by the textbook of philosophers. Not by the rationalizing of scientists. Nor the eminent astronomers. And all that may be in the world of human knowledge. By faith we understand. And may I state, you may find the great philosopher, find the great scientist, and find those who in their earthly knowledge are unbelievers, disbelieving the account of creation in the Word of God. They don't understand it. None of them can give a clear explanation as to the beginning of all things. But oh, if you're a simple child of God, coming to God through Jesus Christ as your Savior, resting your faith on the declaration of the Word of God for salvation through the finished work of Christ, and believing all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, and for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, truly furnished unto all good works. If you believe in the authoritative teaching of the Word of God, it is God's Word, you have no question about creation. You say, the one who is my Savior, he was the Creator. I read some words also from Colossians chapter 1 and verse 16, verifying the same fact. Definitely implying his pre-existence because of the work of creation. Paul writes by the Spirit that all things were created by him and for him. Can I read it again? My beloved radio friend, please. Are you mystified as to the beginning of all things? Are you mystified by the fact no one has been able to explain how the universe began? Why don't you read your Bible? Your textbooks of science, with all their evolutionary theories, and may I say, everything that is written in that perspective has only been and still is and will always be a theory. They have not come up with any facts. The Word of God comes up with a very direct fact. All things were created by Christ and for him. And then we find in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 10, these words addressed of him. Thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hand. My beloved, please, I commend to you. May I suggest the question that is the theme of our messages? On this occasion, what think ye of Christ? May I give the suggestion? May I emphasize the fact? You better find out what you think of him from what the Bible reveals about him. It's the Word of God. that is the only source of authority to bring facts before your mind and heart and before mine too concerning his person. He's the great creator. Not only is it directly stated in the Word of God who he was in a past eternity, but it is definitely implied when the Word of God gives him the honor of being called the creator of all things. But then may I also point out, before closing, there are other sources of information. There are many titles in the Word of God, titles that are given to him, titles that no man could ever give to him, but which are recorded in the Word of God, and they belong to him, and they imply very definitely he's more than a mere man. And one title is this, which we have emphasized, as John's Gospel does, that he is the Son of God. He's God's eternal Son. You've got that. Not only that, you've got the fact stated in John 1:14, John 1:18, and in that memorable verse of John 3:16, he is the only begotten Son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. You have a title given, calling him the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega, meaning the beginning and the end. My beloved, please may I state, there are so many titles in the Word of God belonging to Christ. I wonder if you've ever noticed them. Have you taken them in? Have I taken them in? But oh, how they reveal to us his pre-existence. No one could ever take these titles as being the eternal Son of God, the only begotten Son, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end of all things. The first and the last? Unless they are deity. My beloved, let me ask you a question. I'm trying to set before your heart as well as mine own the greatness of this person and bring before your conscience and mine, what think ye of Christ? May God the Holy Spirit provoke some deep thinking. Father, take the word. Bring all of us to stop thinking. Thinking deeply, constantly, of thy Son. In Jesus' name we ask it, and we ask it for his glory, and we know it will be for our blessing. Amen.